You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, I want to talk to you this morning. I want to talk to you today about how to approach life. How to approach life. How to approach the circumstances of life. The day in and the day out. With the right kind of attitude. I mean, sometimes when things get really tough, everything that you go through in life can really be either a good experience or a bad experience based on the attitude you have going into it.
Amen.
Hmm? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Amen. I mean, there are things that we can get involved in our life. We can look at a situation that comes at us, and we can see everything negative about what's coming at us, yeah. and look at it with a bad attitude and go into it the wrong way, and that thing will beat the snot out of us. And we come out the other way looking like we've been through something. You ever seen that movie Twister? When they come out of that little tunnel at the end and their hair was all... They've been through something, you could tell, right? Come on, amen. So what I want to talk to you about this morning is going through life with a nevertheless attitude. Somebody say, never the less attitude. And really how to have a nevertheless moment in the middle of some of the moments of our lives that sometimes are very hopeless. Anybody ever face anything hopeless? And go through some tough things and go through some tough times? I know I have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word this morning. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to let it penetrate deep in our hearts, God, to change us from the inside out, God, to make us into what you want us to be. Lord, I pray, God, that we are so ignited with truth today, God, that when we leave this place, God, we will never be the same. Father, I declare in Jesus' name, God, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God, your reign, God, reaches into the very crevices, God, of our heart and changes us from the inside out. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, God, that you use me today, that my words would be the words of the Holy Spirit. They would be the words of the Father. And God, they would be words of life, words of truth. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Touch somebody and say, I'm ready for a nevertheless moment. How many know nevertheless moments only come when you have a word over your life? First of all, you have to have a word. You have to have something that you're standing on. You have to have a promise. You have to have a dream. There has to be a vision. And then once we have that, we can build on that. In other words, there has to be this promise that we're believing for and that we're standing on, something that God spoke over us. It could have been a word of prophecy. It could have been something you read in Scripture and you said, that's mine. I'm going to hold on to that. Amen? And it looks like everything that's gone wrong and all the storms that have blown in, you still have this promise. You still have this word that you can point to. Amen? I mean, it's the word that carries us through. We're going to be looking in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. We'll begin reading right there. It says, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, somebody say nevertheless. At your word. Come on, it's all about the word. He said, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook and followed him. But when I got saved, I found out what the value of having a word over my life was. And for this is for most people, this is true. Even when I wasn't saved, I knew what the value of having a word over my life was because I grew up in a Christian home and my mom spoke the word over my life. And in some of the most ugliest situations of my life, I knew that word was still in my life. Even though I wasn't serving the Lord, there was a value to that word that was there. I knew there was a word. Come on, anybody got a word over their life this morning? When I got saved in jail. I didn't get saved the way most people get saved. I grew up in the church. Jesus came in my heart when I was little, but I walked away, you know, as a teenager. I became the worst of the worst. I was the preacher's kid personified. And if it was from God, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. If there were Christians there, I wanted to mock them. I wanted to laugh at them. I wanted to point at them and say, you fool. How many of that lifestyle will lead you to a place of destitution? It leads you to a place of depravity. And it wasn't very long after that, about 8 years after that conclusion that I came to in my life, that God didn't really need to have nothing to do with me, I landed myself in jail. And at that point, I realized that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, and I wasn't as wise as I thought I was, so I decided that Mama had it right all along, and that Daddy was preaching the word all along. There was a word over my life, and I remembered, and I prayed, and I said, Jesus, come into my heart, and if you'll have me, I'll come back. And in jail, I gave my heart back to the Lord at 23 years old. Amen. And I understood what the value of having a word over my life meant and how important it was. Later on, after I'd gotten out of jail, I started going to church. We went to a very large church. It was called Carpenter's Home Church. Very large membership, 8,000 people back in the late 80s, early 90s. That was a big church back then. It was one of the biggest churches in the country, certainly the biggest church in Florida. Mom and Dad were elders there and worked with Pastor Strader, and I grew up in this mega super cultural Christian bubble. I mean, it was just a Christian bubble. They had something, you didn't have to go out in the world for anything. They had it all right there. They had a retirement community, man. They had, I mean, from the time kids were born till the time you retire, they had some, just like the world has to offer. Amen? So when I got saved, there was something to do every day of the week. And on Monday night, we'd go down and have Bible study. On Tuesday night, we'd go to the spiritual warfare room and get demons cast out of us. And on Wednesday night, we'd go to church. And on Thursday night, we'd go to the healing room. And on Friday night, we'd go to the prophetic room and get a word over our lives. I mean, there was something going on every night of the week. I didn't have any reason to be out hanging down, running up and down the road. After I got saved, I wanted to be in church every day if it was open. So guess what? Our church was open every day. I was there. And nothing could keep me away. And one of these times, I was in the prophecy room, and there was all these people. You'd sit down in chairs like this, and they'd have these people line up, and they would pray in the Spirit, and they'd begin to hear God, and they'd just point you out and say, come here, I got a word for you. And you'd come up, and they'd begin to prophesy over your life and speak things over your life. And this one woman began to prophesy over me, and she said, your life ain't what you think it's going to be. She said, everything you planned is different. God's got a dream for you. You haven't even seen the whole thing. But she said, I see you working with people and working with young people, helping them get their life put together. I see hundreds of thousands of dollars going through your hands. I see you at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. I see you doing all kinds of great things for God. I said, yeah, right, lady. Because at that point in my life, I was facing about 60 years in prison. And I thought this woman was off a rocker. But I knew that the word over my life was good.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I was taking a trip on a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history, a mystery in one. Then I opened the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Around him underneath the stars, singing praise to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end
of the beginning. That's not a new book, that's the Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I tried religion, shame and guilt, I don't need it anymore. It's superstition, made up tales, just to help the weak to survive. Let me read it again, I said, but listen closely, this is gonna change your life.
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God can be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end of the beginning.
The end of the beginning, he said with a smile, what more could there be? He's dead. You said they hung him, put nails in his head and a crown of thorns on his head. I said I'll read it again, this time there's more. I believe that this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. Don't you know he did all this for you?
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked and he died
3 days later. 3 days later.
Free Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
For a shining horizon, have we forgotten about a reason for leaving? Better turn it around. I was navigating maps and the weather. Thought we were heading for the house of your father. But I think we've gotten lost altogether. Better turn it around. Turn this boat around. Take us back to where we started from. To see the signals that guide you. Let's go back, we can begin where I found you. Better turn it around. Turn this boat around. Take us back to where we started from. Missed out on a turn for the better. Did we leave behind the gift of a gift? Can we realize our journey without her? Better turn it around. Turn it around. Thank you.
Of your holy word, that's the first place that I go when I need to find my way. So I guess it's safe to say I meditate every moment of each day on the promise that you made. You said that you would not forsake me, wouldn't let my troubles break me. So I lift my voice up high for all to hear.